is Nico Medved, the men's basketball coach of the Colorado State Rams, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Really excited about this one tonight. I'm a little footballed out, so for the moment anyway. So sitting down, watching some good college basketball might be just what the doctor ordered. New Mexico and Colorado State going at it tonight. This should be a blast of a game. Steve Ivey joining us now. He's our CSU Rams Hoops insider. Check out his blog and his podcast at crackerscollegehoops.wordpress.com. Steve, my man, appreciate you jumping in with the fellas last week. Saved the show, from what I hear, and always appreciate you jumping on the program with me, man. Save the show every week.
It was a pleasure being on. As I said on the broadcast, I got to sit in the house that Brady built. And, believe me, it was an honor. You are phenomenal. And I think, you know, I talked a little bit with Joel afterward. He said, my God, this is really hard. You have to prepare so much to do a 3-hour show. And he said, my God, Brady does this every day. So he was really, really complimentary of the work you do on a daily basis. Hey, before we jump in on the preview, I want to tell you an NIL story about football.
Okay.
And it relates to the, do we have time?
Yeah, we do.
It relates to the game last night. Did you watch the Washington game?
I sure did. That was, those were some interesting games.
There was a play down the stretch, maybe with about five plays before the end where Texas threw a deep ball down the left sideline and about a 30-yard ball. It was knocked away by the Washington cornerback, last name of Muhammad, number one. It turns out that kid is an NIL kid. He was at Oklahoma State last year, and I have some really good inside information regarding him. He was a good cornerback at Oklahoma State, solid, nothing spectacular, not an all-conference-level player. But Washington, he went into the portal because Washington came in and offered him $150,000 to transfer. And and Oklahoma State, who's a good program, top 20 program, didn't have the money. And that kid ends up at Washington. And, you know, it's actually, you think about it, it's a little bit of a sad story about NIL, but it's also a success story, too, because now that kid got a little more money, and he's playing for a national championship. So it's kind of the good and bad of the portal.
I've never gone there with you, Steve. You being such a big basketball guy, I mean, you are, in so many senses of the word, a pure college basketball fan. And obviously, we're seeing it at football at a major level with NIL and transfers, but we're seeing it quite a bit in basketball too. What are your thoughts on all of this? I mean, has it, in some ways, like you said, there's good and bad. With what we saw with this cornerback for Washington, is it ruining the game, and will it continue? If it is it going to continue to get worse?
Well, I think it's out of control. Something needs to happen. But, you know, you see that you can build programs without huge NIL, at least on the college basketball side. There's fewer players. Nico has done a great job at CSU without a large amount of money. He doesn't have anywhere near the amount that New Mexico has, CSU's opponent tonight. New Mexico is the leader in the Mountain West in terms of NIL, and they've had the ability to bring in some pretty high power transfers the last couple of years. Nico basically is on record as saying, if you're interested in a lot of money in NIL, CSU isn't the right program. We'll do what we can for you, and obviously players get some, but you're not going to get $500,000 coming to CSU. I'm good with it. I think it's good for the athletes, but there needs to be some kind of a little smarter approach, and I'm not sure the NCAA is the organization that can do that.
Yeah, that's the tough part. That's the tough part about it is that we're wanting this to get fixed somehow, but the NCAA is the one that kicked the can down the road for so many years and arguably making it worse. It was like a snowball. They kept rolling it away, and it kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger where they couldn't control it. So we'll see, Steve, what happens, of course. There's positives and negatives to it. I just hope the negatives don't take over. But there's a positive tonight. I am pumped for this one. 8:30, going to be a late tip-off, but New Mexico and CSU – This should be a battle. The Rams are 3.5-point favorites. They're number 13 in the nation. What are you thinking, man? I'm hearing New Mexico's getting some of their guys back too. So this is going to be a huge Mountain West game.
This is as good as it gets to open the conference schedule. If you listen to the show we did, your show we did with Joel and Mike and Jeff Grammer last week, we talked about these two as maybe being the two best teams in the Mountain West. I think they're two of the top three. San Diego State had a big win over Gonzaga on Friday night, and they're elevating their game. But these are two really, really good teams. They're the two deepest teams in the Mountain West. And as you said, getting guys back from New Mexico, CSU is getting guys back as well. Jalen Lake came back from his broken finger injury and played 22 minutes against Adams State. Josiah Strong, who's missed roughly a month with a broken wrist, got his cast off over the weekend and is a game-time decision. I don't think we're going to see him tonight. I think the trainers will hold him out until Saturday, but there's a chance you could see some minutes there. New Mexico had a couple of guys that sat out their warm-up, their tune-up game on Friday night, Donovan Dent and True Washington. They're expected back, so I think both teams will be at full strength or close to it. Certainly close enough, and there's enough depth there where I don't think there's much of an effect with anybody missing the game. It should be an unbelievable matchup.
Yeah, with New Mexico, Steve, I've always felt this way about this team. Like, obviously, Jalen House and Jamal Mashburn Jr., like, those guys are just studs. But for the longest time, I'm all in, like, thinking this New Mexico team's going to do something crazy. They're going to go make some noise in the tournament. And then usually right around mid to late January, early February, they drop games they shouldn't. They could score at will, and then suddenly the lights just go out. This team feels different this year, doesn't it? It feels like New Mexico actually is going to be as good as advertised.
They're very different. I think there's a couple of factors there, as I alluded to. A little stronger bench, but they have a player in the starting lineup now, a sophomore point guard, Donovan Dent, who played limited minutes last year behind Mashburn and House. He was Southern California. He was a player of the year in California 2 years ago. He could have left. He had all kinds of offers from the Pac-12 to leave after his freshman year, and he chose to stay at New Mexico. And he's driving the bus for New Mexico now. He's elevated the level of their game, and he's really, really good. Not a great outside shooter, but really good at getting to the basket, really good at distributing the ball, much better than House and Mashburn. And in the end game, he's won two games in the final seconds this year, so he's got a little bit of Isaiah Stevens quality in him as well. The other thing they've added a better defensive big man they got from Iona, Nelly Jr. Joseph, but they also have a freshman big who's 6'9", about 200 pounds, named JT Toppin. And he's probably the freshman of the year in the Mountain West. This kid has been extraordinary. Bigs are generally a little slower to develop at the collegiate level, and this kid is basically a double-digit point and rebound kind of guy, and he's really elevated their game. So the youth that they've added isn't just the veterans they've added. It isn't just the veterans that return. It's the youth and players like Denton Toppin that have really rounded that team out. And they are lethal. They're very, very good.
Yeah, they are. And this is why this game is going to be so interesting tonight. CSU at home at Moby, three and a half point favorites in this one. Do you like that? Do you feel good about that, Steve? Are you shocked it's not a little bit closer? Or do you think that's about right? CSU's probably at home about 4 points better than New Mexico.
Yeah, I think I lean towards CSU tonight. I think it'll be a close game. I think it'll be, I would never bet a CSU game, but I think it's more of a 5 to 7 point game tonight, Brady, to be honest with you. I think that New Mexico, people have been critical of them playing a soft schedule, and they have. They haven't played a really good team on the road since St. Mary's in the second game of the year, and they got obliterated by St. Mary's. That's the one thing these two teams share. They both have one loss, and it's both to St. Mary's at home. New Mexico got beat by 14. It was actually a 20-point game for most of the second half. I think New Mexico, being where they're at, I think this game would be better for them if it had come a little later in the season. I think they'll be ready to play, but they a little bit of inexperience coming into a place like Moby, and of course CSU has a lot of veterans in not just Isaiah Stevens, but Pat Cartier, Joel Scott, Neek Clifford. They've been around the block once or twice, and you've got a lot of veterans going against what I think is a little younger team from New Mexico.
Steve, who has been in your mind as we wrap up, or we are done with the non-conference schedule, and I think it's safe to say CSU feels pretty darn good about a 12-1 record. Second best player on this team after what, 13 games?
Oh my God, that is an unbelievable question. I have actually thought about that. You know, you've got such great contributions from Cartier, Clifford, and Scott, and then obviously Josiah Strong when healthy, Jalen Lake when healthy have been very, very important. I lean right now toward Neek Clifford, really seeing him develop. To me, it's been an incredible thing. I knew Strong was, Strong coming back was going to be good. Scott, I saw in practice looking good. Cartier, we knew what we were going to get, and he's an improved player. But I think Neek Clifford is showing that he can be an NBA level player, and has really, really taken advantage of coming to CSU. Not necessarily a high usage player, but scoring at all three levels. I mean, the guy's shooting better than 50% from three. He's shooting almost 70% from two-point land, shooting almost 90% on his free throws. The guy hasn't been missing. He doesn't take a lot of shots. He's very, very efficient. He's a great a defender, and he's also a great rebounder. In the open floor, he's very, very good. I think we're seeing a guy that's elevated his game to the point where he's got a future in the NBA, and I put him as the second best player right now. And I think he'll be the X factor tonight. I'm not sure New Mexico has a player that can play with him.
Yeah, I'm glad you went there with Neek, because again, over the weekend and last week while I'm off, I'm just seeing so many different stories about Neek Clifford or posts, and yourself, obviously national guys looking at him saying, hey, these numbers, man, look, he might be a next level guy. So you're right, 100%. This is Neek Clifford is turning some heads, and I do think, yeah, he'll have a monster game tonight. Maybe he'll need one of those in order for the Rams to start the Mountain West play 1-0. Man, the Mountain West Conference, Steve, absolutely stacked. Nevada, CSU, New Mexico, Utah State, well, San Diego State. There's just a lot of great teams at the top, and honestly, the teams kind of down the bottom might be guys like Boise State. Who are they? Air Force? I don't know. But there's a lot of teams in this conference that could cause some damage.
You know, it's you mentioned, so you got four teams that are 12-1. San Diego State, national finalist, isn't one of them.
Yeah.
They're 11-2. Their only two losses are on the road against two very good teams, and they have a road win at Gonzaga. They might still be the best team in the conference. And you go, those five teams are fantastic. And then you look at Boise State, 9-4, and Boise State has a 21-game home winning streak, Brady. They are virtually impossible to beat at home. That's right now considered the sixth best team in the conference. So you're looking at a really, really difficult slate of games. I haven't even mentioned UNLV. They've been a little bit of a disappointment, and yet they have a 15 or 16-point win over nationally ranked Creighton. That's considered the seventh best team in the Mountain West right now. So they're going to be they are capable of beating anybody they play. That's the seventh best team right now. And then you look at the last four. You know, Wyoming, they can get you. They got enough shooters on that team that they can get you. And don't tell me it's an easy game going into Laramie at 7,200 feet with the way those people scream and howl at games, and then Air Force playing at elevation with their tricky style. Fresno has a very, very talented team. I don't think they're very well coached. And then obviously San Jose State with Tim Miles, they're going to be a smart team that plays hard. So that's the bottom of the conference, and every one of those games is going to be tricky. And so it's going to be an unbelievable run in over 18 games in the next 2 months.
Oh, just the next few games. Like we said, New Mexico tonight, huge game. Then at Utah State a few days later, at Boise State, as you just mentioned, tough to win there. Air Force and UNLV, and then at Nevada. So My fear is that these teams beat each other up. They're going to beat the hell out of each other by the end. But I do think that all those top four or five teams you're talking about, Steve, had good enough non-conference schedules that maybe we'll take that really into consideration when looking at the top four or five teams in the conference.
Yeah, certainly. You know, like you said, good resumes in the non-conference. I think you're looking at a four-bid league, and CSU has positioned themselves very well. The other thing is, because of the quality of the league, you're looking at probably somewhere near a dozen quad one and quad two games. And as long as you don't fall flat on your face against the lower teams, and as long as you win your good fair share of games in the quad one, quad two, out of those 12 opportunities, you're going to position yourselves very, very well for the NCAA tournament. And that's what's going to be exciting. So even though they beat each other up, the real key is teams are going to have to just play and then be ready to play 3 days later. And yet, you know, I think Nico is really, really good about, you know, never getting too high, never getting too low. It's on to the next game, the next day and the next practice. And it's nice to have a mature group that I think will be able to handle. They're certainly not going to go undefeated in conference. If they won 18-0 in this conference, that would be incredible. I don't expect CSU to go undefeated. There will be some losses there, but you can't let a team beat you twice. You can't let the hangover of a loss affect your preparation and performance in the next game. And I feel really, really good about CSU's ability to manage that because of their maturity.
8:30 tonight, playing host to New Mexico. It's going to be on FS1, or better yet, go get out to Moby Arena. That's such a fun place to take in a basketball game. Steve, my man, what do you got for us that we can check out at your podcast and your blog throughout the day, throughout the week?
I did a new podcast this morning. Talked a little bit also about the great McKenna Hoffschild on the women's team, who's currently seventh in scoring and first in assists nationally, having an incredible year. The other thing I talked about was giving a Mountain West preview and starting to hype CSU's headband Joe Palmer, as sixth man of the year in the Mountain West and why he's probably the best candidate right now. And I think it's a pretty good listen. And on my blog, I'll write my game report tonight or tomorrow morning on the New Mexico game, hopefully with a little insight and a little from my seat in row 7 right behind Nico, and hopefully a little more insight talking to players after the game, getting some other impressions. So that's something people can look forward to, and we'll go from there.
Steve, I love it, man. Appreciate you. Happy New Year to you, my friend, and we'll catch up with you next week. I'm sure we'll see you soon, too.
Yeah, Happy New Year, Brady. And again, keep up the great work. Your coverage of all sports in Colorado, and especially CSU, has been fantastic. I'm really looking forward to spending time over the next 2 months talking about this great CSU team. And let's end it with a go Rams.
Let's do it. Go Rams. Big one tonight, man. And yeah, you're right. The next few months are going to be a blast because this is a special basketball team. Steve, we'll catch up with you next week, man.
You bet. See you later, Brady.
Steve Ivey, everybody. I love Steve. Good dude. Knows his stuff when it comes to all things basketball. Angel, why do I have a bad feeling about tonight? Why do I have a bad feeling? New Mexico has, they always scare me. They get to the point where I'm like, oh, this is a really great team. And then they don't deliver. Oh, this is a great team. They don't deliver. That's been the last couple of years. I feel a little more worried about this basketball team, but maybe that's a good thing for Rams fans, because I feel great about New Mexico right now, that maybe they lose this game to start conference play.
Did you eat today?
I had two cereal bar thingies.
It could be.
Is that it?
Might just be hungry.
It's just be hungry? New Mexico, man. They're good. It's a good team. Those guards are ridiculous. They got another good guard. CSU, though, and again, Steve talking about Nate Clifford, that guy's been on a different level. Like, Isaiah's been as good as advertised, maybe even a little bit better. But this is the stretch that you look at with CSU. You know, New Mexico at home, then you're on the road the next two at Utah State and at Boise State. I mean, Angel, it wouldn't even be the craziest thing in the world if you started the conference play 0-3. I don't want to really speak that into existence, but I kind of did. It doesn't really mean that you're dreams are shot, though, because I think all these teams are ridiculous. Now, CSU is a better team than Boise State, but they haven't lost. They don't lose at home. So this is going to be a monster start to the conference schedule, because then it's Air Force and UNLV. Okay, you should win both those games at home, and then late January, the 24th, you're at Nevada. It's a battle. So the first 5-6 games, I think Nico Medved said it, it's a gauntlet, man. It's a gauntlet. And tonight, this is a big one. New Mexico, both teams 12-1, both teams only loss came to St. Mary's. 43 minutes after the hour. Let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.